Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. EU foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg today. The war in Ukraine is a main topic and the Ukrainian foreign minister, Andriy Sybiha, is joining the meeting by video conference. Ministers will also discuss the situation in the Middle East. Following the council meeting, a first meeting for a high-level political dialogue between the EU and Palestine is taking place. It's focusing on the situation in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank and progress towards a two-state solution. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is representing Luxembourg at the meeting. There were two accidents yesterday evening. A collision between two cars at the Irrgarten roundabout in Hamm injured one person, and on the CR168 between Schifflange and Nerzange, a motorist was injured when they crashed into a tree. There's another strike on the Belgian railways from 10 p.m. tonight until 10 p.m. tomorrow. This may also lead to delays and cancellations for train connections with Luxembourg. Concerned passengers should get information at cfl.lu. A deadly Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian city of Sumy has triggered global outrage. Two ballistic missiles hit the centre of the northeastern city, close to the Russian border, on Sunday morning, killing 34 people, including two children, and wounding 117. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed that the attack occurred on Palm Sunday, a major Christian festival. France's President Emmanuel Macron said the strike showed Russia's blatant disregard for human lives, international law and the diplomatic efforts of President Trump. Germany's Chancellor-in-Waiting Friedrich Merz described it as a serious war crime, deliberate and intended, while US President Trump called the strike a horrible thing. Mounting fears of a renewed trade war sparked by Donald Trump's tariffs manoeuvres are forcing European central bank officials to reconsider a pause in rate cuts as they gather in Frankfurt this week. Speaking in Warsaw after talks with EU finance ministers, ECB chief Christine Lagarde said that the central bank was always ready to use the instruments it has available should tariffs threaten financial stability. The Nobel-winning Peruvian novelist Mario Vargas Llosa has died at the age of 89 in Lima. Vargas Llosa's passing marks the closure of the era of Latin America's glittery golden generation, of which he was the last living member. And the World Expo opened yesterday with 160 countries and regions showcasing their technology, culture and food, including Luxembourg. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel attended the opening of the Grand Duchy's Pavilion, which this year is focusing on sustainability, innovation and the digital future. It even includes a traditional bowling alley dismantled in Luxembourg. 28 million visitors are expected to attend the fair, which runs until October. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has won the US Masters golf tournament at Augusta in Georgia. He beat England's Justin Rose in a tense playoff. It's McIlroy's first Masters win and makes him the first European to complete a Grand Slam of golf's four major tournaments. In Formula One, Oscar Piastri has powered to victory at the Bahrain Grand Prix on Sunday, giving the Bahraini-backed McLaren team a first-ever win in Sakhir at their 21st attempt. And in football, Liverpool are within touching distance of the Premier League title after Virgil van Dijk sealed a 2-1 win over West Ham, while Newcastle climbed into the top four with a 4-1 thrashing of Manchester United. Meanwhile, Real Madrid superstar Kylian Mbappe was sent off for an ugly lunge, but his side still beat Alaves 1-0 on Sunday to stay 4 points behind Barcelona at the top of La Liga.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
The weather will be comfortably mild with 9 hours of sunlight, though partly cloudy skies will linger throughout the day. There won't be any rain today, but it is expected for later in the week. Temperatures will hit 14 degrees by mid-morning and heating up to a pleasant 18 to 21 degrees by the afternoon.